This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus, we'll sit down with the executive director of Experience Sioux Falls, Terry Schmidt. The tourism industry is thriving in Sioux Falls and in the state of South Dakota in general. There's a lot of excitement for the 2023 tourism season. From the fun concerts, entertaining events, and the tasty restaurants, Sioux Falls has a lot to offer visitors. Sioux Falls is no longer the, quote, drive-through town. It is a city where people explore and stay for vacation. The executive director from Experience Sioux Falls, Terry Schmidt, joins the show to talk about last year's season, the events happening in 2023, new businesses and developments in the city, places we would love to have in Sioux Falls, and what people can expect this tourism season. The best resource to find out what's going on in Sioux Falls is by visiting experiencesiouxfalls.com. That's all happening on this edition of Sunday Focus. Hey, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's a great day to talk about Sioux Falls and just how much the city is thriving, wouldn't you say?
I would say that. Well, I'm a little biased. I think every day is a great day to talk about Sioux Falls. Well, I'm a little biased.
You know what? I like that answer better. I'm the same way, Terry. Now, like we said, there's a lot of excitement happening around the city. And the last time we talked, I don't know if you remember this, but we were really excited to talk about tourism just because it came right after the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's travel back in time a little bit to last time that we talked. How was that 2022 tourism season for the state of South Dakota and for Sioux Falls?
Well, you know, 2022 really ended up to be quite a good tourism season. I think people were so pent up and had stayed home and been so careful for so long that all of a sudden it was, oh, we have a chance to get out. Let's go. And they really took off in doing those kinds of things. So it was kind of like the grand opening, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was excited. Everybody wanted to go, and they came. And with all the great things that Sioux Falls has to offer and all the great things that we continue to offer, people chose Sioux Falls.
And that says a lot. You know, that says a lot for us as a community, as a state. Now, when people were coming to visit Sioux Falls, where were they going, Terry? You know, were they interested in outdoors activities, food, art, anything like that?
Well, you just gave the answer. They were interested in all those kinds of things. People wanted to get out and about. They love downtown. They love shopping all over the city. They love the arts and culture that we have. Of course, Falls Park is always a big hit, always a big hit. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget about music, and let's not forget about the food scene. The food scene in Sioux Falls is getting more and more and more and more popular. And we see regionally, especially, people want to come to Sioux Falls, spend a weekend or 3 days if they're from right around the region, and they always work in their favorite places to go eat. So those are all, I have to say, the events that take place in Sioux Falls, that's one thing that's really a big plus for us, Christine.
Yeah.
Is that every summer and actually every winter, we have events going on, and no event is the same. So people just keep coming back to go and do things that are new and different. And Sioux Falls offers that, and they come for it.
You know, this next question here, it's like you don't want to pick your favorite kid, but I'm going to ask you your favorite event last year or maybe a restaurant that you enjoy going to, Terry.
Oh, golly. You know, favorite event is really hard because there's everything. I love to see the kids out playing soccer tournaments and softball tournaments because they come in from all over. You know, I love conventions because people get to experience more the business side of our community. But then there's the leisure traveler that comes in and like does a tour on their own of Sioux Falls. And that's exciting to them. So, you know, I don't know if I can pick a favorite event. I think they're all special. The InnoSkate thing event was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I have to say I really like that. Favorite restaurant? Oh, golly sakes.
I know. I feel the same way.
Oh, you know, I mean, everybody's got something a little different that makes them special. So I really, you know, I really can't say just one or two, because there's fun in and an experience in every single place we go and every single thing we do. So I know I'm not answering you directly, but there's just too many.
I expected that. That's okay. There's too many to choose from, and you're so right in saying that they're all unique in their own way. Now, Terry, can you compare the 2021 season to the 22 season when it comes to tourism or any sort of statistics that you can share?
You know, I'll be honest, Christine, I don't have any stats right in front of me right now, but I can tell you that 22 increased over 21. It just was a busier year, and I believe that I could say that statewide. You know, last year we expected it to bounce back in 22, but I think a lot of us were a bit surprised that it bounced back as well as it did. And we're hoping that 23 does the same. You know, come and surprise us.
Speaking about surprises, what did surprise you last year? You know, what's something that you didn't really expect to see?
Maybe the number of, well, it wasn't really a surprise, but I guess every year I'm impressed by it. And that is how Sioux Falls is, the numbers of visitors grow so much every year. And, you know, even 3 years ago, if I was speaking to a group and I would say, what's the number one you think of? Well, number one thing you think of when you think of South Dakota and tourists. And bar none, Christine, they would say Mount Rushmore. More and more and more. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's the Black Hills and the National Monument. But more and more people are recognizing Sioux Falls as a tourist destination. More and more we are becoming that tourism destination. And more people are coming here and even staying a little longer than before. Those numbers increase. Not that it's a huge surprise and that I didn't expect it, but maybe I didn't expect it so much. I mean, there have been times when I can tell you that when we look at our hotel occupancy from people visiting our community, our numbers are higher than the Black Hills. And a lot of that is because of events. That's our strong point in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I was going to say, Terry, I remember, I think it was one of the first times that we're talking, and you said that Sioux Falls, not too long ago, used to be just a drive-through city, if that makes sense. You know, people would just visit for a little bit and then move on over to the Black Hills area.
Right, right. That is no longer the case. I mean, of course, some do, but there's a kind of a cartoon thing out there with South Dakota as a drive-over state. Well, we are no more a drive-over state anymore than anybody. We watch people come from the east on I-90 and from the south on 29. And I'm telling you, those numbers increase. Not only are we a drive-in destination, but people are more and more flying in, and then they rent a car, and then they drive across the state and experience it. And they leave their car maybe out in the hills somewhere, or they drive back. There's a realization that Sioux Falls has a lot going on. We have marketed our community as as a number one host city because of the tremendous hospitality here, but also as South Dakota's largest city. A lot of people out there around the country don't realize that Sioux Falls is South Dakota's largest city. And, you know, a perfect example, we were just up at Pheasant Fest in Minneapolis, and over when I would say, you know, we're in South Dakota's largest city, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, so tell me, and it's the business climate, it's the new expansions going on around town, it's the new artwork, it's the new events. And so all of that goes into the hopper, mixes together, and makes it why people are coming here.
If you are just joining us right now, Terry Schmidt with Experience Sioux Falls. She is over the phone line. Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that COVID was even a thing back in 2020. I mean, when you look back at that time, Terry, what lessons can you take from that year, and what is it doing going forward for Experience Sioux Falls?
Well, when I think back to 2020 and the whole COVID thing, personally, myself, the first thing I think of are all of the people that we lost in our world because of COVID, and that really COVID was so about the people and the sadness. But, you know, the people are number one, but and I saw what a caring country and especially this state is. But my another takeaway from that was how businesses suffered. Now, and of course, families suffered when they lost someone, suffered greatly. But the economic side of what the pandemic did, it tells me more than ever, we can never take anything for granted, ever. And in my position with Experience Sioux Falls, the lesson I learned too is don't stop letting people know about, number one, that you care about them, and number two, why they should come and visit in good times and in bad, because you never know what's happening with that family or that person. And they, when they are ready to travel, if you've been in their face in a kind way and in an informative way and a caring way, you're more than likely going to get response from that. So I just think that, you know, the lessons just personally for me, that's where I come from. Not only did we highlight Sioux Falls during COVID, but we did it in a very different way than we normally do. Very caring, more like when you're ready to travel, when you feel safe, come to Sioux Falls.
I think it's safe for me to say that, you know, here in the Midwest and especially here in South Dakota, we're really people-to-people type of people, if that makes sense. We really reach out to one another just to check in to see how you're doing. Is there anything that I can do to help? That's one of the first things I learned out here was after those big storms in March of 2019, everyone said, what can I do to help? They didn't just sit by and watch the cleanup happen. They went out into the community and they did whatever they could to help. So Terry, correct me if I'm wrong, during the COVID-19 pandemic, I believe you reached out to businesses just to see if they did need any help during this time.
We did. And, you know, you just have to extend a hand. You got to let people know you care. And large, small, east, west, it doesn't matter. Everybody, it's people. So that's just what we should do. It's the right thing to do.
You were talking about, too, how you were marketing Sioux Falls in a way that was different from what you've done in the past. So now that we're looking at the light at the end of the tunnel here through this pandemic, how are you telling people about Sioux Falls? You know, how are you getting it out there for people saying, yeah, you need to come visit this place?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, we are at it a million miles an hour through every channel that we can, whether it's media like yourself or print advertising, or all the kind of marketing that you can think of, we're doing it. We are also back traveling like we used to, going to trade and travel shows and showing off what Sioux Falls has. We're inviting people in, people who are meeting planners or travel planners. We're inviting them into the community to do what we call a FAM tour, familiarization tour. And we're showing off Sioux Falls so that they go back to their bus tour groups or conventions or events and say, you know, that, hey, they've got all these things going on. Let's book our group to go to Sioux Falls. So our marketing is way stronger, way more straightforward, and way more consistent and persistent in bringing those people here.
Not to mention when you're talking about what Sioux Falls has to offer, there's actually a lot of new developments and projects in the city of Sioux Falls. Can you talk to us about some of those projects, Terry?
Oh, sure. You know, there's Shirapatu going up and that whole development over in the Shirapa area. There's a Sioux Steel development taking place downtown. You know, there's expansions at Dolly Farm. There's expansions at Lake Lorraine. There's expansions downtown. Gosh, you know what? It's like you better drive around about once a week to keep up with all of the projects going on. It's really exciting for the community. The Sioux Steel project is probably one of a major interest to us as a marketing organization to bring people here, because they're going to have more shopping, more eating, and they're going to have meeting space with a hotel. That directly affects us, you know, in what we can offer people. So it's, you know, wherever the projects are, if it's a store that's new coming to Sioux Falls or one that's expanding, those are all important things that are coming in and that make Sioux Falls more exciting, more of an experience for people to come to. I think every time I listen to the news or read some sort of a development, there's expansion, there's growth in Sioux Falls, and it's hard to keep up with them, but those are a couple of the main ones that I'm thinking about right now.
Now, Terry, the next time you talk to developers and even the mayor of Sioux Falls, Paul Ted Hankin, you have to ask this question, and he'll know it comes from me too. Can you bring a Dunkin' Donuts to Sioux Falls? Just my personal ask, and I always try to push that every time I talk to the mayor.
That's so funny, because you just, 2 weeks ago, someone asked me about Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you're
and
kidding.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And now here you're bringing it up.
Look, Terry, I've been trying to push Dunkin' Donuts. Yes, and I've been trying to push Dunkin' Donuts I've lived here almost 5 years now. Yeah, for the past 5 years. Not only because, you know, they have donuts and food and whatnot. The coffee is really good, and it's fairly inexpensive. So I think we should put that into the Shropper 2 place. Maybe put it next to Levitt at the Falls, somewhere by the river.
There you go.
You know, just my two cents there. Whenever you see the mayor.
I wonder why they're not here.
Okay, now we need to get Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ted Hankin in on this conversation, because I ask him that all the time. I kid you not. And I say, Mayor, you know what I'm going to ask you? And he's like, I know you want a Dunkin' Donuts. I still want a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my gosh. Huh.
It's something to
now
look
I'm
into.
Now I'm going to have to snoop that out. You raised my curiosity.
So we can only hope for Dunkin' Donuts or Trader Joe's, whatever people want around
That's
here.
That's right.
But we can also look forward to some big events that are actually happening in Sioux Falls this year. Summer is eventually going to be here before we know it. So, Terry, can you highlight some of the big events that are happening in downtown Sioux Falls or just throughout Sioux Falls this year?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm just looking just. We've got a hockey Northland opener out at the Shields Complex the weekend of the 24th of this month. Then we've got PBR coming in. Now, I know I'm not saying everybody's everything, so anyone who's listening, if I don't say yours, I'm just jumping around a little bit. Please don't be offended. You know, and then I'm just looking at it's National Travel and Tourism Week, May 7th, and there's going to be all kinds of things going on. There are concerts at the Denny Sanford Premier Center coming up. There's a pickleball event coming up. There's a Pheasant Fest shotgun showcase coming to Sioux Falls. There's the Levitt kickoff in June. And the Cattlemen are back with a big concert with Alabama in June. And then, oh my gosh, we cannot forget the air show.
Ooh,
the end of July.
That's coming
Yay.
Back this year, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. July 29 and 30. That's big. You know, and more concerts, and the Sioux Falls Marathon is the 27th of August, and it goes on, you know, and then we get into, I mean, more concerts, the Arts Festival downtown, and all the things going on at the Pavilion, and all the attractions throughout Sioux Falls. It's going to be a busy summer. And again, I just mentioned a few. You can go on our website and find all of them if you'd like.
Absolutely. Terry Schmidt, once again, she is with Experience Sioux Falls, talking about tourism season and everything that we can look forward to. I'll fill in the blanks for you, Terry. The Jason Aldean concert, Luke Bryan concert, Brooks and Dunn concert. I mean, we have concerts coming out of our ears at this point. We can't keep track. We're the ones, you know, talking about them on the radio, giving away tickets, and we're like, what date is this show again? And we just lose track of time. Is there an event that you're looking forward to this year, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm really looking forward to the air show. It's always fun. But I love the Summit League because I love basketball. You know, the concerts are all fun. I don't know, just everything. I just like fun things going on. We've got Skedaddle coming up in May that I didn't mention. That's a great running event.
Oh, I'll be running in that one again.
Football is just fortune. You're going to be in that one?
I will, yes.
You go, girl.
Well, I first did it in 2021. Then I had a small little procedure done last year, and now I'm back in action. So, oh, no, it was fine.
Good.
It was for my nose. I couldn't breathe pretty much is what doctor was telling me. But we're all good now. I'm looking forward to that event. Now, Terry, if you were to, say, bring an event in town, if you could think of, you know, something that maybe Minneapolis has or Chicago has, what's an event that you would bring here to Sioux Falls, or better yet, what's a business that you would like to see out here?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, who doesn't want Trader Joe's?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just say it. We all want Trader Joe's. I really, really, really want Dillard's to open.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I mean, we have great shopping in Sioux Falls, but there's, you know, we need more, and we need different levels of shopping. So I would really love for Dillard's to open. My dream would be a Nordstrom, but
ooh,
I know that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. And you know, I just want us to continue to have a lot of diverse places to eat and offerings. And most importantly, I want all the people who have worked so hard to bring in new businesses to keep up that momentum. Jeff Schirschlick, Craig Lloyd, you know, you think of some of these people,
mm-hmm,
and the energy and enthusiasm they have had to bring in new businesses in Sioux Falls. And I think we have to keep those guys going and be very thankful for what they have done for our community.
Absolutely. Now, this is going to be a very blunt question, Terry, but for anyone who's looking to travel, why should they come to Sioux Falls? You know, more specifically, why travel to Sioux Falls? Besides of all the other reasons that we mentioned.
Right. Well, the activities, the attractions, events, of course, we are economical here. You don't pay the prices here that you do in a lot of larger markets. Yes, we have crime, but comparatively speaking, we have a low crime rate. We have an exceptionally strong hospitality mentality in Sioux Falls, and that makes a difference to people. We care they're here. So you throw those things in with quality of life here is strong. People still believe in each other and work together, and that all reflects into our growth, whether it be downtown, out at the mall, or any other part of town. And then on top, you know, we've said it, but the art, music, culture, the outdoors, the parks, the shopping, the eating, all the see and do, and the entertainment. I mean, Sioux Falls is a great place to come to.
It's an amazing place to come to. And you know what? It's only going to keep on growing from here. Just another tough question for you, Terry. Why do you think the 2023 season will be another huge year for the state of South Dakota and here in Sioux Falls?
I think 23 is going to be another huge year because people are traveling. They are looking for places that they consider safe, and they still love the outdoors. And we all have that in South Dakota. They still like to be outside and find experiences that are outside. We have all that. The momentum in the country to travel is strong. And as long as we as a community continue to market ourselves and let people know what we are really about, a quality community, I think that we're going to see strong numbers, not only in Sioux Falls, but across the state. This state works together. We believe in each other, and we know that if something's good for one of us, it's good for all of us. And that's why people will choose to come to Sioux Falls, and we'll have another great year.
I agree with that, Terry. And one other thing that I forgot that I'm looking forward to is that ice skating ribbon. You know, I think it's going to be, is it going to be by the Leavitt at the Falls area?
Yes. Isn't that going to be so cool?
Maybe I told you this, but originally from Chicago, and we have that whole Maggie Daly Park, and it's just a whole ice skating loop. So when I heard about this ribbon coming to town, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's going to be a great winter activity for Sioux Falls, and just a great activity to encourage everyone to, you know, get outside even when it's 20 below.
Yes, absolutely. It is going to be fabulous. You know, the whole Falls Park and the whole park system in Sioux Falls is really, really a treasure. And it offers so much to so many. I mean, look at our bike trail.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, and then you throw in what they're going to do down at Falls Park.
Right.
And as we said one time, Sioux Falls has got it going on. And we do.
And it's only going to continue to rise from there. Again, Terry Schmidt, she is the executive director for Experience Sioux Falls. Had a chance to talk to her about the tourism and what to expect this year. Now, Terry, if anybody has any questions about what's going on in Sioux Falls or maybe even some more tourism opportunities, what's the website that they can go to?
ExperienceSiouxFalls.com. ExperienceSiouxFalls.com, and you'll find our calendar of events on that website as well. All kinds of information, where to stay, what to do, etc. And if you don't find what you want on the website, call our office at 275-6060 and we'll help you out.
All right, awesome. Once again, it's Terry Schmidt. Terry, as always, thanks so much for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Thank you very much. It's always fun talking to you, Christine. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Trooper Henry with the South Dakota Highway Patrol. I would like to encourage you to make sure you're utilizing a proper following distance. A good distance is about one car length per 10 miles per hour. So at 65 miles per hour, you should have 6.5 car length between your car and the one in front of you. This is a major cause of the crashes in the Sioux Falls area. Please help us combat following too close. Thank you. This message is brought to you by the South Dakota Highway Patrol and Results Town Square Media.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-1609. That's 1-800-352-1609. Again, 1-800-352-1609.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. I'd like to thank the Executive Director of Experience Sioux Falls, Terry Schmidt, for joining the show today. Once again, if you have any questions about all the happenings in Sioux Falls and the tourism season this year, you can always visit ExperienceSiouxFalls.com. Next week on Sunday Focus, we will sit down with the new Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society. We'll talk about the real crucial needs that the facility needs and fun events that they have coming up all next week on Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media Sioux Falls.